So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Lishna Achrina. So it's going to have almost everything that we have, but in an opposite direction. And sometimes when we have this kind of Gemara, we have a tendency to kind of just read through them quickly because it's the same thing. But it's coming from a very different perspective, so we really need to just consider, again, it might be quick anyway, we're familiar with the questions, but we need to consider it from that perspective as well. So again, so until now, the Gemara has been analyzing the Mishnah from the single perspective, that a mechitza is a wall. And therefore, hezek re'ia is not a bona fide category of hezek, and that is why only if Ratsu, only if they agree, do they have to build a koso. Now the Gemara is going to go through, again, many of the same questions from the perspective that a mechitza just means a division. Now, well, let's see it in the Gemara and then we'll figure out exactly what that means. So, okay, Lishna Acharina. Amri la, they said themselves, Ruha, they thought to say, my mechitza, what is a mechitza? Plukta, a division. What do we mean when we say plukta? Again, just talking with this morning, I'm not sure there's full clarity on this. So let's just make sure that this is 100% clear. Plukta would mean this.
I minored in art, I'm sure you can tell. Those are doors, that's a house. And this is the chatzah, right? So inside here is the chatzah. So plukta would mean that right now we jointly own this entire thing. We jointly own it. It's like the common space in an apartment building, in a dormitory, it's a common area. Nobody has more ownership than anybody else. Nobody can say, I want to build a little fountain over here in the corner without the other guy's permission. Because it belongs to both of them. Plukta means that they decide we're going to split it. For our purposes, we're just going to say 50-50 down the middle. That's what their ownership was. We'll get to maybe a little bit later. That's not always the case. They had to tip back in. 50-50 down the middle. So plukta simply means that we're going to have a division. The reason I made the line like that is because plukta does not imply a wall. What it means is that I did not have a specific area that I could identify as my own, and now I do. Now this belongs to Reuven, and this belongs to Shimon. Beforehand, the whole thing was Reuven / Shimon. And that means if I want to put my fountain or my koi pond over here, I can do that now. And I don't have to ask Shimon for anything. Is there anything above the ground indicating that this is here? No, not necessarily. Again, very similar to if you're buying a property or you want to put up a fence, you'll often have a surveyor come who will stick a few poles, or three poles along this thing with some white spray paint on top. Arm spray paint on top, so that you know where your property ends. That is it. That's what plukta implies. Right? I think it's explicit if you the Yad Ramah, it wasn't on the Makor, but just make sure it's clear. The Yad Ramah says, Bikamayri, we're talking about, Kigon Shilo Hayalecha Ben Chelet Mesuya Machatzer. None of them had a discernible specific part of the Chatzer. V'nisratzu lasos chaluka b'chatzah. They wanted to divide the chatzah. Kadesh ye'ei kolecha mehen makir chelko. Said each one should be able to identify his spot. That is it. So again, if you hold that, and again it makes sense, because the first shot was that means a wall. But the second shot also means a wall. It's madna. What's the difference between the two? Right? Strange. So again, that Savruan Bezim and Aleph was my mechitza, that it's a guda, it's a wall. This would be a solid line. And maybe there, which is again the chiddush of the Mishnah, maybe there they knew which parts were theirs and all they agreed on was the wall. Here they're agreeing to make their sections discernible. Good. So says the Gemara,
So who am I? Mechitza plugta. What is it? Mechitza means a division. Dichsib, just or kidichsib, like the box says, which is a little more meduyuk, like it says. Patim mechtas oida. They're going to be divisions of the camp. You have some people over here, some people over there. Is there a wall, physical, separating them? No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The kevan diratzu, and since they want, they agreed. Bungnes akosa ba'korchan. They have to build a wall against their will. What do these lines mean? What is the Gemara trying to do right now? The Gemara is trying to read the first line of the Mishnah according to this explanation. So what was the first line of the Mishnah? Hashutvin shiratzu lasos mechitza b'chatzer bonas akosa b'emtza. Period. That's all we need right now. Right? So the shutvin they want. So there's a rutzo there. What do they want to do? They want to... Mechitza means divide. Doesn't mean wall. What do they then have to do? Bonus akosa ba'emtza. They have to build a wall in the middle. So Gemara wants to know. One second. If mechitza simply means to divide, then how do I read the Mishnah now? Partners who want to divide and make the sections of their chatzer discernible, then they have to build a wall in the middle. Right? Why do they have to build a wall in the middle? Right, that's the Gemara saying right now. Right? Kevan diratzu, and once they want to divide, as Rashi says, right? Kevan diratzu lachalok. Once they want to divide, bonus akosel, they have to build a wall, but al korchan, against their will. How do we know that it's against their will? Because otherwise, there's no chiddush of the Mishnah. Right? If that's what they agreed to, then. Ratzu, then mechitza in the ratzu part doesn't mean divide; it means wall. Right? You can't have it both ways. Right? That statement has to be able to be read. Why do they have to build a wall? And then I'll take your question. Why do they have to build a wall against their will? All we want to do is divide. Why do we have to build a wall? Alma, it must be hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. It must be. That Hezek Re'iyah is considered the form of Hezek. And now that they have divided, Hezek Re'iyah is now an issue. And they must solve it. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. It seems clear that's how Rashi read the Gemara. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. Yeah.
Plugs might be relevant because they force them anyway to build a wall.
Yeah.
Before you force them to build a wall, if it's just a plug, so is there any expectation of like an indicator where the line is versus like a peg?
I don't think so. I think the point is they just have to know. If they can know based on, you know, one area has grass and one area has rocks, I think that's fine. It's simply a matter of them as partners knowing which part belongs to me, which part belongs to you. It's identification. They want to put a sign up that says, you know, Reuven's chatzer, that'd be fine too.
I'm thinking about it. You probably like distinguish between, it's not about the, you know, you've talked about before, it's more about the space you gain than the actual line where it is. Like, everyone has front lawns and nobody knows where their actual physical line starts and ends, so you can just, no one cares if it's like an inch here, an inch there. The point is, everything distinctively mine, I can now, is now mine. Does that make sense?
No. I mean, it might make sense. I just didn't follow.
Right? Yeah. Basically, it's like a fun meaning. The point is that after I make a line in a courtyard, there was never distinguished individual spaces.
Right.
Now that there's a line, what matters most is the fact that I have the space in front of my house to build that koi pond. Thus, also in a front lawn, it doesn't really matter. Obviously, if you're building a fence, that makes a difference. But at the end of the day, when I have a front lawn, and they're all just grass, the exact centimeters or inches as to where my property line ends and yours begins, people don't care about. They really care about more.
Depends on the people. It depends on the people. Because there are people that fight over, you know, the last inch of the property. And again, justifiably so if they're
on like an average of the property, you can't, there's usually not a distinction between one property to the next on the front lawn. The front someone's house, usually
meaning we don't put one, but they know. Meaning if they want to build, if they want to do something.
You have to hire someone to
You have to look at the plans.
It's not like a distinction in itself.
Right, right. But again, it does exist. It's just, you know, the minhag olam is not to necessarily make it clear. But on the other hand, anybody who puts a fence between two front lawns, that's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right? This is more of the property line. And you stay on your side and I stay on my side.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the pashtus of the pashtus of the Gemara. Let's continue reading it with that understanding, and then we'll backtrack. Okay? So again, and it must be that somebody is refusing, right? If somebody's not refusing, so we don't have much of a right here. So the Ratzu is to split, and then I guess one of them, they both don't want to put up a wall. Or they don't have to put up a wall, right? If they both don't want to put up a wall, is Beis Din, have we ever seen that Beis Din is going, again, that would be a big chiddush in Hezek, Riyash Mehezek, is that every time you put up a wall, every time you have two people that have different properties, you're mechuyav to put up a wall. That would take the mechila shayla to a whole new level.
Tessiria wouldn't play.
The what?
Tessiria wouldn't be a thing then? Meaning if they both
agree. I mean, it would probably be an implied mechila.
But they both cancel it out.
I would think so, unless we have a right.
Can you do that?
Can what?
You be like, you're like, I don't feel danger.
I would think so. I mean, it gets a little bit to level like that subjectivity issue that we were grappling with yesterday. But if I'm comfortable, you know, doing my thing in my chatzer, again, for the same reason, nobody had a taina when it was jointly owned. So why not? Because I knew that there are only certain things that I'm going to do in the chatzer. There are things that I'm not going to do in the chatzer. Right? So just because we divided it, yet if one person is saying let's build something, then fine. But the pashtus I think is that otherwise why can't they continue to live in a constant state of being mazik each other or not mazik each other? I think we might see differently later, but I think that's the pashtus. I think that's the pashtus. Right, even the way Rashi says it, right? Kevin de Ratzu Lachuk, Hulukaman Parak Mayri Ratzu. The Gemara is going to ask, what about Ratzu? I feel like Ratzu Hainichon Lakov Zazah. They can compel each other. Nobody says, well, Beis Din's going to come in and say, you can't have two Chatzeros next to each other out of fence. No, Achdus, we don't get along. We don't necessarily encourage people to fence. Right? We have certain rules that if one wants to, how is that to be done? What the materials are, how high it should be. There are rules because we're concerned about Hezek Re'iyah. But again, it probably speaks to this larger issue that as much as we're trying to explain that Hezek Re'iyah is like other types of Hezek, it's also not. Right? I think.
It's more not than it is.
It depends which parts of the sugya you're exposed to, I think. But let's see a little bit more. Oh, so right now the Gemara is assuming that pshat in the Mishnah is that mechitza means pluta, and therefore the din of the Mishnah is hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. So says the Gemara. Why do you think that the pshat in the Mishnah is that mechitza means a division, maybe means a wall? We find that elsewhere. Mechitza, right? That was the raya that we had before, and the raya we're not going to get into right now. But it's clear that in that case of kilei akarim, the lashon of mechitza refers to a physical wall. So maybe that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Oh, why does that make a difference? Because if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, if their ratzon is what's impacting the wall, the time of the ratzu, all the ratzu, ain't mechayven also. The only reason they built the wall is they both want the wall. I mean, because one of them, because they both want a wall. Ha, lo ratzu, if they both don't want it, only one of them wants it. You're bothering me. Your existence next to me is bothering me. That's not enough for me to obligate you to build a wall. Why not? What about Hezek Re'iyah? Ah, Alma Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So it must be that Hezek Re'iyah is not a type of Hezek that is strong enough that will allow one to compel the other to have to pay for it. So that's the kasha of the Gemara, right? How can you learn that the Mishnah, when it says mechitza, is referring, is pshat as a division, and therefore you can conclude Hezek Yishmei Hezek, maybe mechitza means a wall. And only if they both want a wall are you going to build one. That must mean Hezek Riya, Lav Shmei Hezek. So you have no raya. No. If that was the pshat, bonin es hakosel, bonin osomi boile. It shouldn't have said in the second half of the that first clause. It shouldn't have said bonin es hakosel. It should have said bonin osom, because we're referring to a physical wall both times. Eli, that's going to be a taina. Elamai, you're going to say it's a plugtai. Ihachi shiratzu lasu mechita shiratzu lachas osomi boile. The grammar's off. Same taina we had before. So at this point, we still have a kasha on learning that mechitza means a division, and the mechitza means division, and saying Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Oh no, Kida Amri Inche, like people would often say, Ta Neve Plugta, let's go and make a Plugta. Okay, that's enough to get us out of that. But now the Gemara asks another kasha. V Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, if Hezek Shriya is Taka, a full form of Hezek, Mayir Yeratsu, Afilulo Ratsu Nami. What does Ratzu have to do with anything? What does Ratzu have to do with anything? Even if they don't want, they should have to put up a wall. Oh. So Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Mishnah Sinu, Kishain Badin Chalukah. Vihu de Ratzu. Our Mishnah is talking about when there is no din chaluka. Okay. Where does that leave us? So first of all, what is the din chaluka? What is a din chaluka? So Rashi tells us a din chaluka is ches amos. Ches amos. So apparently there is a halacha. We have referenced this slightly before, but it's much more prominent now. That when you have shutvim, there is only a, again, if we're partners, what would you have said on your own, but left to your own devices? We're partners, and I want to dissolve the shutvus. Can one partner force the other to dissolve the shutvus? We own the house together. I don't like you anymore. I don't want it. I want out. Can one person compel the other? Let's leave it out. Let's say we don't know anything about Hezek Riya. Stop. I use what were your, again, what's the common perspective if you were just trying to figure out Misvara? Misvara. Let's say it's a house that we own together. Whatever it is. It's a company. I don't know. I don't want to be your partner anymore. Am I stuck being your partner until both people agree to dissolve a shutvus? Or part of my right in being a shutvus, I can get out. It could be in a case, which we'll have a little bit later on, it could be in a case where it's not dividable. One person would have to force a buyout of the other person. Okay, we have to figure out how to do it. But what would I have thought? Yes, it's my money. I want out. As long as I'm willing to do, again, my part.
Give you your
percentage back or whatever. As long as I'm doing it equitably and fairly, then I probably would have thought you could do it. Oh. If that's the pshat, then what's pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara is saying this. So our Gemara says that if this chatzer is less than 8 amos, then there's no chalukka. Meaning, Reuven can't force Shimon to divide. If it's greater, we're not going to deal right now if it's equal to. Equal to is probably is it. It has to be less than. I think like that, right? Greater than or equal to. Then you are allowed to force. You're allowed to force a division. You're allowed to force a division. Vasepis, why should that be true? Or should that be true?
It's useless otherwise.
Oh. So if what you're saying is correct, that it's useless otherwise, then when we talk here about a din chalukah, are we disagreeing with Moshe? Are we saying me'ikar hadin, you can't? Because I'll say it like this. You know, there's a famous vort from Chaim Shmuelevitz, the Sichas Moser. He asks Akasha. He says, "Amir Rabbi Kiva went and he was learning in yeshiva. He was learning in yeshiva for seven years, right? And then he comes back and he overhears the people saying it to his wife, how terrible it is, he left you for so long." And she says, "If it was up to me, he would go back for another 7 years." The Gemara says he turned around and he left and he didn't go home and say hello. What's job? He's already there. He goes say hello. So Chaim Shlomit says what you see is that 7 plus 7 does not equal 14. In math, yes, 7 plus 7 equals 14. But 7 plus 7 does not equal 14. It's two groups of 7. But sometimes the retzifus of the 14 is different. Mashgiach and Karim B'Yavna used to give us the mashal. He used to tell us, if you take the kettle and you put it on the fire for a minute and take it off for a minute and then keep putting it on a few million minutes, right? Even on and off, it's never going to boil. But if you put it on for a few minutes straight, it is going to boil. So what's the pshat? Not in physics, but what or chemistry, whatever it is. What's the pshat? The pshat is that sometimes there's a power to doing things in retzifus, and the value of something that's divided in half goes away. So what Reuben is suggesting is that if I have a chatzer, and we have a chatzer b'shutfus, it's less than 8 amos, and it's worth $100. This is less than 8 amos. Let's put it. Let's say it's 4 amos, which is not particularly large. It's big enough for one person's chatzer, so it's definitely usable. The raya is with the din chalukah. But now we're going to divide it up in two, and we're each going to get 2 amos. That does not necessarily mean we're each getting $50 of value. Because it's not used. I was trying to buy it. I wouldn't get the subs. You can't use it that way. If that is the pshat, then what you're saying is that this is a me'ikar hadin. Right? You're saying that, right? That the halacha is that you can dissolve the shutfus when it's something which is nicely divisible into what we call a chaticha ruy l'skabe. It's a piece. But if it's going to lose its value, then not. If it loses its value, then not. That is how some learn this halacha of the Kiryat Sefer, in his commentary on the Rambam, he assumed that that's the pshat. He assumes that it is me'ikar hadin, and therefore splitting it up is going to decrease the value. The Mordechai and the Rashba and the Tshuva, I gave you the one line of Mordechai and Tshuva, they learn differently. They assume that it is a takanas chachamim. Me'ikar adin, if I own, and again, maybe the lump is that I don't look at the value that I own, I own 50% of this. And if I want to pull my 50% out, I am entitled to. I am going to lose money. You know what? You shouldn't have gone into a partnership like that. It's a risk. You invested $50, assuming that your portion is never going to be worth less than that. Part of the investment, we don't look at the investment in terms of the money. We look at it in terms of a percentage. You owned only 50%. You still have your 50%. It's worth less money. Tough. Don't enter into a shutfus that could potentially do like that. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that ein badin chalukah? That is ein badin chalukah, that you're not going to divide. Says the Mordechai, says the Rashba, that is a takanas chachamim. It's Takanas Chachamim. The Chachamim said it's not good for business and it's not good for for people in terms of getting along and machlokas to have a situation in which people are going to be able to get out of the shukbus and going to end up messing you over. We don't like it. Where did the Mordechai say it? I don't know if you saw it inside. It's a bigger piece. There are only two lines that you really need. If you look at the Mordechai in the back, he has a nafkamina. What's his nafkamina? Says the Mordechai. What happens in Yesh? It's on Remez Tov Kuf Samech Tes in the middle. It's on Daf Tzadi Ches, technically, in the Gemara. Abed Shchof of my Gemara. He has a nafkamina to follow the case. It's a good nafkamina. If someone what happens in the following case? We have our chatzer again. The chatzer is 6 amos. However. The Reuven owns 66.6% of it, which for our purposes is 4 amos. Right? He owns 2/3. Shimon owns 33.3%. Right? He owns 2 amos. Now, it's clear that Reuven can't force a division with Shimon if we hold that he needed in Chalukah. Can Shimon force Reuven to divide? Can Shimon say, I'm the one who's losing out? You have a din Chalukah. You're going to get your 4 amos. You're going to get your minimal amount. I am not going to, but I am, I'm the one who's getting messed over. If it's me'ikar hadin that you can't dissolve such a way, he can't do anything. Says the Mordechai that Shimon is allowed to force Reuven to take his 4 amos and to leave him with 2. Why? What's the svara? So he says, if one person has an amount which is less than the kedei chaluka, and now he says, I want to divide. Shomenlo. You listen, as long as the other one is being forced, has the right amount. The call over e efshi b'dakonas chachamim kegolim zu shomenlo. Chazal have a rule. If the chachamim make a takana for my benefit, and I say, I'm not interested in benefiting, I can opt out. Who are the chachamim? What's the Mordechai basically say? Me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin. Even in this case, we could have forced the division. The chachamim came along and said, listen, we want to protect everybody. We don't want people coming out with less than 4 amos because that's a much, in terms of value, is significantly less. That takanas chachamim is to help whoever's going to be getting the 2 amos. In this case, if Shimon says, I'm not interested, whatever this husband is, you know what? I'd rather lose money than be a partner with you. I can't deal with you. The chachamim are not helping me with the takana. You're allowed to get out. You're allowed to get out. So again, whether this din chalukah that we keep talking about is me'ikar hadin, or is it takanas chachamim is in fact a machlokas, but again, reflects, I think, 2 very logical ways of looking at it, with a potential nafkamina being in that case. Oh, so now getting back to the Gemara, So where are we left now? Where are we left? So the Gemara is telling us that the only way it makes sense, right, I think it's what the Gemara is telling us, right? The only way that it makes sense to say that the mechitza in our Mishnah is referring to a division, since it says ratzu, is if there's a din chalukah. If there's I'm sorry, the opposite. Right? If there is no din chalukah, and therefore the only reason that they're dividing is because they agree. If they both agree, obviously they can do whatever they want. Even if it's that case, if it's four amos, even if you hold make your adin, people with their money, if they both agree, can do whatever they want. The question is, can you force? So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about ein badin chalukah. So less than eight amos. But since they decided that they want to divide, now you can force them to build a kosel. And therefore, hezek v'yeshmei hezek. Good? Well, Shita Mikubetza is very bothered by this. He's very bothered by this. Again, it's not an easy Shita Mikubetza to read. We're not going to read the whole thing inside. But let's try to understand what he's saying. He's very bothered because you have to understand the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara is that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that Mechitza means a partition, and it's still talking about Ratzu, and it's Yesh Bad Din Chalukah. Because it's only now at the very end of the Sugya that the Gemara pushed us into a corner and said, oh, it has to be that there's no Din Chalukah. But at the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara was content. Before we knew this, still learning there was Hezek v'Yeshmei Hezek. So says the Shita Mikubetz, I don't know what this Gemara is talking about. If the Mishnah is coming to teach, what's it coming to teach me? If the Mishnah is coming to teach me Hezek v'Yeshmei Hezek, this doesn't seem like the way to do it. Ikul Meidak. Lomalei Lameimar V'Kevan Deratzu. Why did it have to say, since they agreed, the Hezek Riyah lo tali b'ratzu. Hezek Riyah, if you think it's a problem, has nothing to do with their ratzon. Why would the Mishnah formulate it that way? V'hachi avali l'meimar. This is how it should have said it. My mechitza plukta. The Gemara should have just said, what is a mechitza division? Tefsivati mechtas. Ubonis hakozo bal korcham. We build the wall against their will. What's the ratzu? And we know from the end, the Ratzu really only makes sense because of Eilat Dechalukah, but we don't know that yet. It's going to say at the end. Vod my Alma Dekamar. Alma means that this is the Raya that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So what's going on here? So he learns the Gemara differently. V'yesh Tefarish, D'hai Damir my Mechitza Plugta. When we say and suggest that Mechitza means a Plugta, Lav Haina Plugta L'chud, we do not mean what I was insisting beforehand. That a plukta means just a division alone without any physical demarcation. Elamai mechitza plukta, when we say that mechitza is a division, klomar, mechitza shel chaluka, shederech hashutim lachok, bakeshebohen lachok, dehainu mesifas ba'alma. It means that we are going to A, divide into our sections, and we're going to put up, a solid nesifas, not a full-fledged wall, something, whether it's utzu v'dafna, whatever it's made out of. Not a wall that meets the Mishnah's criterion for a Hezek V'Iyah wall. Oh. She'iyash alachot below u'kadeshiz barachot v'sadeh v'lecharat. It's never going to be a good division if we divide without putting up a wall. We've been partners for so long, nobody's going to know, we've got to put something up. Oh. Then how do you read the Gemara? Now the Gemara reads V'kevan deratzu laso shom mechitza. So the Ratzu is not going on their division. They just wanted to divide and they didn't insist on a wall. So okay, that we're going to stay out of it. But since they're already insisting on putting up a wall, afagav davi mechitza grua, then the Mishnah is teaching you they can't put up their mesifas. They have to put up against their will a full-fledged wall. Bonus it goes, there's a glomer, kosa shilavanim. Why would that be? Alma hezek riyashmei hezek. The cave into kaifinale the meva kosa shilavanim. We forced him to put up a wall of stones. Velosagi lo mesivas levar chilek lecha vechad alma hezek riyah. Why would it be that we would force them? Why are we forcing him? Why? If they agree, we've been saying until now almost exclusively that when you agree to something, right, we don't get involved anymore. The chiddush here is that even though they agreed, Beis Din will get involved. Why? So it might get into what we spoke about a little bit at the beginning, that when you're in a Hezekiah situation, then Chazal felt that, why are we insisting on any specific walls in the Mishnah? Right? It seems to be that once there is any element of a Hezekiah or a wall taking place, then you have to have a certain quality. Otherwise, you're going to be back in the same boat. So even though maybe they're willing to tolerate it for a little bit, the Chachamim are not willing to. It's going to lead to fight. It's going to lead to Hezekiah. It's going to lead to problems. And therefore, the cave of the Ratzu is that once they want to divide, plus Masifas. That's the Raya. That's the Raya that Hezekiah Shmei has it. And that we ask, the Barev, Eilam HaMechitza Buddha, Gomer, Kev Adil Didach, Nami Mechitza HaMasifas. When is it going to say that Mechitza already is implying some sort of physical barrier, even though it's just a light Masifas? And we don't, because of Hezekiah, get involved unless they already wanted the Masifas. So why are you getting Plugta involved? Now it's a good question the Gemara is asking. It's not just, oh, stop. Well, does it mean this? Does it mean that? No! You're saying anyway that they're putting something up. So just say that Mechitza means a wall, like Mechitza Zakarim. That's a strong kasha. It's not just an alternative, it makes sense. You're saying they're putting up something physical. We have a place where it means a solid wall. The Dabash Ralas goes up onion, the Farish. And that we answer, no, we have the bonus, so we boy life. And again, then he goes through the rest of the shakla, of a target of the Gemara. So again, it's two different mahalakim in the Gemara. Again, Rashi does not seem to be learning this way. Rashi seems to be learning what he would call Kipshuto, that the Ratzu was on the Chaluka. Once they're Nisratzu on the Chaluka, then one of them can force the other to build a wall. Why would that be? Only because Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. Only because Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. The Shita is learning a bigger Chiddush, that after they divide, they would not automatically force them to build a wall unless they want to put something up. If they're willing to live in that in between, and then they can stay that way. But once they want to put something up, then the Chachamim up the ante and insist that you put up a wall. That is more or less the mahalith of the Gemara. Yeah.
This seems to give an answer if you're in between locally or as a Kriya. And you can't.
According to the Shita?
No. Yeah, because the Chachamim force you to put up walls to prevent Hezekiah. So you can be mobile on it. Both want to be novice.
Well, it's a nuanced point. I'm not sure. Meaning, what he seems to be saying is that once you're putting up a Masifas, that's showing that you care about Hezekiah.
Why? If it doesn't do the job.
So the question is, it might do the job. It just might not do the job that the Chachamim want the job done. Right? As long as the Masifas prevents you from seeing in, maybe it's enough. But it might fall down quickly. It might put us back in that situation. So I don't know that. What?
Masifas is reads?
Something like that. So again, it could be that it's a slightly different point that it is making. Okay, fine. So maybe let's stop here. I want to maybe on Sunday, we'll see. I want to talk a little bit more about the nature of Shutzpahs. I think that trying to understand these cases will hopefully enlighten us a little bit about what Shutzpahs is about. And then we'll keep moving on with the Gemara Mirtz Hashem.